Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Celbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here to talk about the Biennale College movies. And we are here with Eldar Shibanov, director of Mountain Onion, which the original title is Gorni Luk, right?
Right, yeah, that's right.
I don't know, maybe I did not pronounce it correctly.
No, you pronounced it very well.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to ask you, as I do with all the other directors of the Biennale College, how was the experience and how difficult was it, but how exciting as well was it?
Yeah, at first it was very exciting when you received the first letter from the Biennale Film College that you passed through the first workshop. You are in there, so it was amazing. It was like, I don't know, we celebrated. But then you cannot imagine that how tough will work will be, because it was a very intense workshop, but it was in the same time, it's like, that's why it calls the college, because it gives you so many insights, so many, you work with amazing tutors, so it's increase your, I don't know, level, maybe like in 2 years some school. So yeah. That was, yeah, and then we do a lot of work. It was amazing when you do the pitch in the hall, but unfortunately this time it was online also, but it was great. Yeah, and very intense that you have to make the film for, I don't know, about 6 or 7 months. It was
tricky. Besides the budget, which is very tight.
Yeah, right.
But times it's tight as well.
But it opens your creative side. How to manage that. How to shoot China without going to China.
For example. You have to be a good problem solver. To do that, right?
Yeah, that me and the producer
and
especially.
The producer, yes. This actually... My question was, I mean, you already have answered. You shot China without going to China,
right?
You shot a lot on location though, which was normally more expensive and or at least more complicated technically. So, how did you manage? How do you and your producer manage to balance what you needed to be shot with the possibilities you had to shoot? Which are not exactly
always. That was always producer told me right before during the workshop, because and other producer tutors told us that it's a huge script, it's a lot of, you don't fit that 150,000, but yeah, but we tried to do it, and thank you for Juliet as a producer. She found a way how to manage that locations, how to find, we have a good location scout, we have a good line producer, so it was tough. And the most location I opened was open because we said that it's for Venice Film Festival, we are independent filmmakers, and they gave us like the some solar panels and that some restricted areas, you can shoot it, but exact time and exact day, so it was quite interesting. Especially we find that China is in the some kind of marketplace we created, but it was a lot of people who were was originally from China but moved back to Kazakhstan, and we have the doors like from the China. It was amazing experience
was
to
amazing
create.
To actually recreate.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. we just add some our productions and add some details, so it looks like, and we try to separate two worlds, Kazakhstan and China. That's why we add the dust, the mist in the China part. So it will, because it's a lot of some kind of pollution and the smoke and the mist. That's why we create the China part more with the dust, with the mist.
Listen, the story is, man, the thing that the issue that it's the center of your film is the relationship with father and son and the recognition, as a kid, you look up to your father. You look up to the adult figure. And then you don't get them exactly, but you idolize and you have to... you keep them in your heart. Yeah. And this... the kid is really good, actually.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Which is not very easy to find and not very easy to direct, right?
Right, yeah. Especially to find, that's the key thing in the movie industry, in the films, in the film art, is to find the right person who will represent the script, the idea that will be the protagonist of the story. That's the main key thing, because we find easily it was much easier to find the adults, the father, mother, and the Uncle Vitya's character, but the kids will spend two months, but Lucky we have a production in the mid of the spring, so that's why we have a bit wider time. But yeah, it was the main thing. We tried to find a clear person who is not affected with all that, some, I don't know, gender stereotypes, like, and other thing, like, some kids already, it's only 10 and 11, but they afraid to say the word sex, but and that's people who we not accepted from the first. And that kid was really clear, and he believed in the script, he believed in the story. And was the funny thing, he was, when we do the audition, we don't know that when we make the final decision that he will be the main character. When we do the location scout later and we find the place where we shoot, it was 60 kilometers far from my home city, Almaty, and he lived in that village. He was from that village. That was amazing. He was the last person who came to the set because he just woke up and he could walk away. You know?
Well, yeah, because it was closer, so he didn't have to wait. Listen, how did you come up with the idea of this story? There was something that inspired you, something that you lived or you saw, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. I saw it was some location scouting not far from the border with China, and on this it was the spring, it was April, and we saw the people who just waving something green, and I asked what's that. We stopped by and we see that it's mountain onion that they collected right here in the hills and sell it on this for the some drug drivers and some tourists, and it was a lot of some adults, some grandmas and some kids, all of them was selling the onion. It was the first impression. In the same trip, I saw the family who ride the bike. Mm-hmm. It was a three person. It was mom, dad, and the kid. But the three of them, it was a small bike. They was just sitting there. It was like, I thought that it might be, they might be happy. They're really...
Or maybe not.
That's what the second thought. And that's why I created that divorce thing. Maybe because from the, I don't know, like a facade, it can be that they are very happy. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it may be a lot of problems. Maybe they're planning to divorce.
That's it's really fascinating to try to read lives of other people through their gestures and through what they do. It's really something that I really love to do myself. Listen, which was the most challenging moment for you while you were making the film? In terms of, I mean, regarding this, the plot and stuff, plus the peculiar rules of the Biennale College.
I think it was to find a way to show the Kazakhstan from the my perspective, which is not fits the most films which you can see from Kazakhstan, because we want to show not the dry steppe with the burned. We want to see the that green, that very light and space, and also I want to show that we have a different part of the type of the how the family works, because it's not only that the have how to say it's not only that the woman can be in charge in family, so she as the main kid said that no, my mother, she beats all of us, so does the father beat your mother, so I want to show the other type of the family, so it will be also like a model for the audience. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's good when it's equal, or maybe the woman will take the leading role.
You didn't want to be stereotypical on your country, both socially and geographically, let's say it.
Right, yeah.
Try to show something that was not so obvious.
Yeah, yeah. In the color, in the characters. Because that's my world, how I see that part. Mm-hmm. Because maybe, for example, like in my family or people around.
Well, thanks a lot. I would like to thank Eldar Shibanov for being with us for the film Mountain Onion in the Biennale College section here at the Venice Festival. So good luck with the film, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
I'm Angelo Cherubi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.